Two fascinating Rambans, short Rambans. V'lo Shemuel Moshe mikotzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha. So in a very, very brief Ramban, he addresses two issues. One is, what does it mean not to listen? Obviously, you listen, you heard, but it's the inability to think long-term. What's the pathology of that? What happens? Why don't people think about the long-term? And the second thing, which I'll discuss first, are what are the pressure points that prevent them? Like, what is the mechanism? What does it mean not to think about long-term? Second question is, what causes them? So let's start from the second question, then we turn back to the first question. Lo Shamuel Moshe, mi kotzer ruach o mi avodah kasha? What's the difference between kotzer ruach and avodah kasha? So kotzer ruach, the Ramban says, is fear. Fear shortens your breath, not physical breath, but it shortens your ability to think. They were just afraid of being killed. Remember, monarchs had indiscriminate power. They could arbitrarily behead you. Obviously, this was a time of persecution where the Jews were under fire. And there was a lot of killing going on. It reminds me a lot of the Holocaust, where you just never knew what the next day would bring, and whether it'd be an action, or there'd be deportation, or people come into the ghetto and just random indiscriminately kill Jews. Remember, I once spoke to a survivor, and I said, tell me what it was like going through the Holocaust. And he said, it was just in survival mode. No one could think beyond. It was just one foot ahead of the other, or just to get past through the day, because you knew life could end at every moment. So the Ramban says, this kotzer ruach, pachdam shelo yehargem paro becharev. Just paro would send their own his henchmen and just indiscriminately kill people on the street. The avodah kasha, he says, is the, not just the work, because work, you get used to. You find a routine, no matter how hard you work, then once you're in your routine, then you're not as overwhelmed or disheveled. But he writes, Huadochak shayu hanoksim atzim bahem. It was this constant pressure and forcing their schedule and not giving them time. You speak to guys who serve in the army, they talk about this, especially during Tiranut, where we're trying to train discipline. You don't have time to go to the bathroom. You don't have time to wash your hands. You have 20 seconds to get dressed. So it's not the schedule. You work hard. If you have to work 18 hours a day, you work 18 hours a day. But you settle into that schedule, and you're able to piece together mental space. But what happens when you're always being pressured for time? Come on, you can move on. You're always being pressured for time, and you don't. So that's the Dochak Hashem Mitzrayim. So the Ramban is very precise about describing Kotzer Ruach is fear of being killed, and Avodah Kasha is not just the hard work, but the Dochak, this pressure that they're always under. What happens? You can't think long term. And here the Ramban describes what it means not to think long term. Lo yirtza lichyos rega bitzaro mi da'ato she'arviach lo achar kein. What does it mean? Lo shamu. Your life becomes so pressured, miserable, frightening that you'd rather end it there. It's basically suicidal. Even though you know there are better things to come. Let's say I told you you had to go through a really, really difficult day today, but you knew tomorrow would be an incredible day. And the ticket to get to tomorrow is just going through a hard time today. You can either avoid the hardship today and not have a good day tomorrow, like get on a plane. You know the trip's not going to be fun, let's say, right? Like, you know the 12 hours on the flight is not going to, but you know you're getting to Israel, you're getting home. You know there's something you're leading towards. So people, most people with spirit say, okay, I'm willing to suspend my experience for the next 12 hours, for the next 2 years, for the next 7 years, because I know there's something awaiting me down in the future. But what happens when that present is not just a plane ride with a kid jumping on your back, or not just bad food, or not just stuff, but it's just so overwhelming that you are not willing to go through the moment and think about it. It doesn't mean they're suicidal, but they're not willing to say, this is difficult, but the future will be better. They just can't. They're so afraid, and they feel such pressure. So these are the two levels of the Ramban. What was causing it? Fear and pressure and panic. And that's why it's important. I think that first trait of the Ramban is a little bit underrated. It's important not to feel pressure, not to be in a situation in life where you feel like you're always under pressure. It's also important to have courage. If you don't have courage, you have a lot of cowardice because you're, in this case, they were legitimately afraid because they could have been killed. They didn't have courage for legitimate reasons. It's very hard to think long-term because the long-term is the unknown. So the Ramban is saying, what's the recipe for thinking long-term? The two traits that are necessary is not to feel pressured by time and not to have always your time being taken from you. You have time to think. And also to have courage, have emotional courage to think about the long term. Now, when the present is just so torturous because you're always afraid and because you never have your time, then you're not willing to think about the long term beyond the present. Another very, very brief Ramban, when the Ramban describes the four Lashonos of Gula. So we tend to conflate them all. It's one long process of Gula. Ramban is very deliberate about compartmentalizing each trait. So Vatsesi means you'll no longer work. Okay, the heavy work. Vitzalti is there will be absolutely no subjugation, not just the work, but Vitzalti is Chemei Avodasam from any, not just civil. Sivilos Mitzrayim is the hard work, the lifting boulders. Vitzalti is Chemei Avodasam means you won't be subjugated. Okay, those are interesting. But now it gets Vigalti Eschem. What does it mean, Vigalti Eschem? So we think Geula means redemption. Ban feels Geula, at least in Parshas Ve'era, has to mean exchange. Because in Parshas Bahar, when you goal a land, what do? You give money to the person who's bought the land, and you take it back for your family. So Gula is always redeeming, like Pidyon. So what is the exchange? Well, I'm going to give Pyro Shefatim, I'll give him punishment, and I will thereby release you. So there's some action that has to release, not just Hashem redeeming. We think of redemption, Hashem just coming and changing the world. Redemption is a release, and in Parshas Bahar, it's a monetary release. And here it's a trigger release. It's something that will trigger the release. So it's fascinating to think about our Geula. What does it mean we have to be released from our current state? What activities of Hashem will create that release? Geula doesn't mean redemption, it means release. In the classic case, it's money that releases. In Parshas Ve'era, it's punishment. In Makos, that release. What will Hashem do in our day that will release the situation, the condition of Geula? Because we're not really being subjugated by Pyro. So it's not like he has to, no only one owns us, so there's no monetary release. There's no punishment that releases us from someone whose tyrannical will is controlling us. There's a cultural condition that's holding us back from Geula. And Hashem if we're not able to on our own, has to create an action that creates the release. So the word Geula for the Ramban, the best way I would describe it is a release, some action that triggers a release. And then the final part is, Vizra Netuya doesn't just mean a strong hand, as we would think, but in hand of Hashkacha, that I'll take you as mine, and until I bring you to Har Sinai, and you'll receive the Torah. So Vizra Netuya is HaKadosh Baruch Hu embracing us with his hand, not lifting. As we think, Vizra Netuya, and what do we say in that God? Vizra Netuya, anyone remember? That's Yad Chazaka Zadever. Yad Chazaka Vizra Netuya Zuhacherev. Based on the pasuk in Divrei Yam, so it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sword raised against the Egyptians in battle. But according to the Ramban, Zera Netuya doesn't mean the sword of battle, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sheltering hand that he takes us in and holds us until Har Sinai. So two Rambans, one about courage and mental space, two is about Geula being a release and Zera Netuya being Hashem's care for us during the Midbar. Okay?